Today, we're going to talk about Android Auto coming to the Harley-Davidson new generation touring bikes. Hey, it's Mike, and welcome back to the channel, where we talk about riding, wrenching, and Harley-Davidson news. If you dig that content, please consider subscribing to the channel. Now, let's get into it. So, I'm a mod on a 2024 Harley-Davidson Street Glide Facebook page, and I saw a post the other day about Android Auto on the new 2024s after this latest update. So if you didn't know, in early March, an update came out. The last major update was in January of 2025. That update ended in 4125D. Now, that's kind of important to remember. We're going to talk about some of that here in a minute. This latest update is 5057D. On March 9th, the 25 and 2026 CVO models started getting this update. That was being pushed over the air. And for you to get that over the air update, you had to be on that 4125 version that we just talked about. That was the update that enabled over the air updates. I talked about this in February of last year. That update came out in January when the 2025 models were released. On March 16th, they started pushing it over the air to all of the touring and trikes from 2023 and up that are on the new infotainment center with Skyline. So that'd be like the 2026 Limiteds and trikes, not the 24 Limiteds and trikes, because they didn't have this Skyline OS. I hope that makes sense to everybody. Got to be on the new platform. With the big 12-inch TFT display that feels like you're looking at a nice TV as you roll down the road, except you can't watch Netflix on it. Now, the version before the 4125 was like 2237D. If you're still on that version, you're going to have to upgrade using USBs. You can do that yourself at home. I'll leave a link in the description down below to Harley-Davidson's website where they have step-by-step instructions for all these updates and all this stuff. I had the dealer do mine because they were flashing my amp for my radio and stuff at the same time, so I've not been through the process yet. But tonight, we're going to do an over-the-air update. But first, I want to talk about what's going on with Android Auto. Ever since these bikes came out in 2024, I talked to Harley-Davidson at the press ride in Vegas about that, and Android Auto is not supported on two-wheel vehicles by Google. So because of that, Harley-Davidson has not implemented it on these motorcycles. There are some people using some weird devices to get around that. I see posts about it and people having problems with them and stuff like that. I'm not saying those are good or bad. I have no experience with them. I am not an Android fan. I'm an Apple guy. That's a whole different story. And if I tell you that, it's just going to piss a bunch of Android people off. So you do you, I'll do me. And let's just try not to judge each other today for what kind of phone we use. So I saw this picture in this Facebook group, and the Android Auto was like kind of distorted, and they showed the icon and stuff like that, but they were like, it doesn't seem to work right. So I reached out to Harley-Davidson, and while I could not get an official statement from Harley-Davidson, I did get a response from a source inside of Harley-Davidson. So apparently what this guy got is a software bug that can appear after doing the update. And it may be related to Harley-Davidson's ongoing plan to implement Android Auto. Now, this is the first time I've heard them officially say that they are trying to get Android Auto to work or get it implemented. So while this bug does enable Android Auto, it is in a very limited functionality mode. This is not Harley-Davidson turning on Android Auto. This is a bug that apparently, you know, can cause the CU or whatever they're calling it, the infotainment control unit, when it gets updated, it can reset the menu system and enable that part in the menu. So that blank that we've been seeing forever, that's where Android Auto's intended to end up if they can get it implemented. Now, if you don't want that showing up, you can take it to dealership and you can get that correctly disabled so that you don't see the icon for it in your menu system. I don't know that I would make that effort, but cool, whatever. Now, according to my sources, Harley-Davidson is continuing to work with Google to implement Android Auto on these touring motorcycles with Skyline OS, and I assume the trikes as well. Now, according to my source, Android Auto is a feature that requires Google's approval to implement. So stay tuned. So that means they're working on it. Now, how close they are, I don't know, but I'm going to guess they must be getting closer for something to have changed in the code that allowed this to get turned on. I didn't even know they were working on it. Of course, Harley-Davidson never wants to talk about future products or features. Anytime I ask, they just say they can't talk about possible future products or things like that, and they give me the cold shoulder on that stuff. So, but it's cool that they are going to try and make that work for all of you Android fans. I mean, I know if I was an Android fan, I would be upset that it works for Apple and not for Android. Just understand that it's not Harley Davidson's deal here. They're working with Google to get this done. It's a Google deal. Now, I thought while we were talking about it, would be a good time for me to do the over-the-air update. So I'm on the version 4125D or 27D, whatever that version was that they came out with last year. There's been, I think, a software update since then in January or something, but I didn't do that one, and it's not required for me to update to the latest version. I just have to be on that one that enables over-the-air updates. Now, I have never hooked my bike up to Wi-Fi because I didn't want it to do updates unless I was controlling it. So it's not ever been hooked up to the Wi-Fi. That's never been done, but we're about to do that. So let's go ahead and walk through those steps and see if I brick my motorcycle trying to do this, because I've seen some posts where people have had some problems. All right, step one is turn the motorcycle on. We're going to do this in accessory mode by holding down the trip button on the left-hand control. That's the one with the little circles. Okay. Now, once it's up, we go to the cogwheel. That's settings. Down to system. Say no, I don't want CarPlay right now. We'll go down to system info. Not going to do the software update yet because I haven't hooked it to Wi-Fi yet. And product information. And we can see here my version of the software is 4125D. So under settings, instead of going to system, you go down Wi-Fi. I'm going to enable it. Turn it on. Now I'm going to hook this to my guest network. We'll see if I get connected here. It says connecting. What is life info? Depending on the feature applied to your bike, data collection enables online services to enhance the overall experience. To enable, please select proceed and review legal information. So we got to click proceed to go any further. We got to agree to the terms, or they're not going to allow it. By agreeing you to features like that, you'll be enabled. Yes. Connection secured. Now we'll go back. We're going to go up to system. Go back down. Software update. And click that. And it tells me 5057D is available. I'm going to tell it to start download. Now, it's 622 when it starts here. We'll come back when it's done and I'll tell you how long it took. Okay, we're at 30% in just a little over 3 minutes. So it's going to take about 10 minutes at this rate. Guys, while this is downloading, I want to show you something. One of the things this is supposed to fix is problems with CarPlay dropping out, that kind of stuff. So here's what I got that fixed that for me. I have not had any problems with CarPlay in almost a year. So, tell it no again. But this is a data blocker. So, this plugs into the USB-C cord in my glove box here. And it blocks any data communication that passes through it. This over here is my little headset that makes it think I have a Bluetooth headset so I can have CarPlay at all times. I've had this on here for a year. This is not a MediaHawk. It's HVMLAK, works great. It had like a cord on it to a mic plug in. I just cut that off, it still works fine. And then I've got my USB-C to lightning cord on here so I can charge my phone. My phone's connecting wirelessly CarPlay because this data blocker doesn't let it see my phone and I have no problems. I think a lot of times when people are having problems, it's because the phone is plugged in as well and it's connecting wirelessly, but it sees the phone on a wired connection as well. I've seen people say the solution was to disable wireless CarPlay and only have it plugged in. Well, I don't want it that way. I want it to be wireless, so if I don't plug the phone in for some reason, it still works. So I like this solution, and this has worked really well for me. I'll leave some links in the description on where to get the data blocker and that. They're cheap. Get them on Amazon. And that's how I have made CarPlay work 100% of the time for me for the last, well, 9 months at least, maybe 10. All right, it has completed. I'm going to tell it to start the update. Now it's going to install it. It was downloading it before. This is the actual installation. Now, some of the things this is supposed to fix, most notably, is battery drain while the vehicle is off. And that's been a problem. People have complained about, you know, the battery being dead. I leave mine on the tender if I'm not riding it in the next few days. There was some issues with miscolored pixels on the tachometer. All right, it's rebooting now. It's supposed to fix Bluetooth connection robustness improvements, HomeLink disabling unintentionally, Wi-Fi disabling unintentionally, automatic volume control display accuracy, GPS connection robustness improvement, single connected iPhone displayed twice in device manager, unintended audio source changes during phone call, the IFC resetting, which I had that happen one time in 18 months, we're just rebooted, ride mode customization not able to save based on language selected. All right, software update is complete. System is about to restart. System is about to restart. Please wait. Now, it should be rebooting. I feel like the display came up a little faster there, but hard to say. Well, I didn't get the Android Auto icon that is right there. System. Software is updated to version 5057D. That's what I was looking for. And that's what I was going to do, is go in here and make sure under system info that that's what it showed. All right, guys, before we sign off, I want to remind you, everybody, the Let's Ride Challenge. I already got my odometer checked in, so I'm good to go for this year. We're going to start out at about 15,000, just under 15,400 miles when I started. And we're going to go put some miles on. I'm going to be putting some miles on another bike that's not going to count this year, but I think I'll get plenty on this one. We got a lot of installs we're still trying to get done before spring fling on this bike and stuff, so stay tuned. I got some upgrades coming. Be sharing those with you guys. I hope you found this video interesting, especially if you're an Android user, to know that Android Auto is coming, hopefully, in the future. They're working on it. And if you didn't know how to do the software update, hopefully that helps you guys get that done. I do think that's a great feature, that you don't have to take your bike to the dealership. The dealership's 100 miles for me. It's an hour and 45 minutes by the time I get through traffic, through my town, down the interstate, through their town, and get to the dealership. So I just saved myself 3.5 hours plus the time at the dealership to do that. And I did this all here in less than 30 minutes. Pretty easy. All right, y'all stay safe. Keep on riding. We'll see you in the next one.